Small Destiny thing.
Woo!
America! Feel fucking elevated. Oh no, it ends. Oh, I loved it. Welcome to Fandom Random. We are with the ever beautiful, the most greatest person I know.
I like how you make up words.
Oscar Lucio. And then I'm with some other pretty sweet guys. Steven
Scotthorn.
Say what's great about yourself. This is America.
All right.
You could do that. That's why I did that. What is so fucking amazing about you? Sell yourself like a car.
I can eat like 3 pizzas in less than 3 minutes.
That's pretty good.
That's a lie.
Challenge accepted.
You want to fucking challenge this?
Yeah. Full-size pizzas.
Full-size pizzas. 3 in under 3 minutes.
You're going to hurt yourself.
What kind of pizzas are we talking about here? Tony's, Tostitos.
No.
We're talking full-size
like
pizzas.
Full-size pizzas.
Large.
Like, yeah, from large. Like,
nothing like extra large, like super fucking thick or anything.
So wait, you're going to try to eat 3 pizzas?
3.
It's
3.
On.
In 3 minutes.
In 3 minutes.
He's going to hurt himself.
I'm going to do it.
That's super American of you. Corey, what about you?
America.
What makes you so fucking super stellar?
Nothing.
Oh, don't do that.
The way he said nothing made him stellar, you know? I'm guarantee you half of our female listeners are like,
tell us
what makes you special.
Let us get deep in the Corey today.
How deep are we going?
I'm opposed to getting deep into Corey today.
One of these days we're.
I haven't drank enough for any of you fuckers to get deep in.
Well, that'll all change in a couple hours.
Stay tuned for next episode.
No, yeah, we're gonna end this short. We got a mission.
Someone has to eat some pizzas, and 2 other guys are gonna try and rape me.
Well, we're just gonna get Happy you really trashed, so we can get it, so we can get in you.
That's the goal.
Well,
open you up. All right. So anyway, Corey. So what was that song called that we listened to?
What was it called? It's from Dragon Ball Z
Xenoverse.
It's actually like it's all over Dragon Ball Z. It's like one of the like main theme songs. It is Chala Headchilla, what it's called. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Headchilla.
But it's all over Dragon Ball Z. Like you watch like you know the show and stuff like that. It's just like a reworked version of it. They have a bunch of different versions of it.
Yeah, it sounds like similar to one of the mini intros we've heard from Dragon Ball Z.
Yes, I can't wait. And
speaking of which,
how long do we have to wait, guys?
I should be able to answer this, but you guys brought it up earlier.
About 24 hours, hopefully.
About
it airs
in Japan.
Yeah, it airs in Japan.
We're getting it maybe an hour later, and
if it's a simulcast, we'll get it an hour later.
And you guys will probably get this like. Much later. So it'll be out by the time you guys are listening to this.
Yes. Yes. And hopefully we don't get it Tuesday. That would suck. I'd be all sad.
I'd watch it Tuesday.
Well, I would still watch it Tuesday, but I'm going to watch it tomorrow if it comes out tomorrow. I have nothing to watch since Game of Thrones.
I'd rather watch season 2 of True Detective and go right into Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, I was going to say, there's summer 2015 animes just came up. They're all starting to air.
Name 1 or 2.
IGN just posted a bunch of them.
I don't know them off the top of my head, man.
I do know.
I told you you'd be on your fucking toes today.
Yeah, about American questions.
Yeah, when is that anime coming out? That's what I'm asking.
Well, Dragon Ball Z was one of the main ones I've seen, but honestly, I saw a bunch of the animations for the other ones that are just coming out, and they look great.
Oh yeah,
like IGN just posted. They just posted a small article talking about it, and what's funny is Dragon Ball Z wasn't like number one. It was on the like third or fourth page, which has like 3 on each. So I mean, it took them a while just to get to Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I can't wait.
There's some interesting looking ones. There's a what is this? Gangster Chaos Dragon? No.
Oh, I was about to say that.
Two different ones.
That sounds great.
what else? I'm trying to find shit that's like easy to pronounce.
Whenever I think of a Japanese gangster in an anime, I just think of that first dude that Light kills in Death Note. Remember?
It's been
a long time. Ooh, I'm Orochimaru, and he's just got like big, super big teeth. Oh yeah, and he's in the convenience store. I love that scene.
Oh yeah.
And boom, gets hit by the truck, and he's like, "Holy shit, it's real!" Oh damn.
There's a bunch of ones. There's like Classroom Crisis, Gate. What else is coming out? There's a bunch of new ones. There's probably 20 Charlotte working. A bunch of new ones. Gatchaman Crowds Insight. Dragon Ball Super, obviously. Like we were just talking about. Q Transformers second season. I didn't know that there was a Q Transformers first season.
I don't. Yeah, neither did I.
So
I guess we're behind on the times.
Apparently. But there's, you know, summer 2015 animes just started airing. I think there's like 3 or 4 on Crunchyroll. I don't know. I haven't looked at Funimation's website lately to see what they have, but a lot of the spring 2015 ones just came to their conclusions for like the first seasons and stuff like that.
So that makes sense for them to just roll out their other ones.
Well, it's every season, you know, they'll start coming out with new animes every season. So, what just ended? Seraph of the End just ended.
Which I haven't watched yet.
I need to finish as well.
You guys need to catch up on that. Is it wrong to pick up girls in the dungeon? That just ended.
I just read about one. It's called Castle Town Dandelion, and it's about a girl that can manipulate gravity, but her family is royalty, and they're constantly under cameras and surveillance. And she has to keep her being able to manipulate gravity a secret, which is hard because they're on camera.
Yeah, there's IGN's little list.
Oh, okay, this is the IGN's list.
Yeah. 2015.
Yeah, see, they have, like, Charlotte on there. And
they had the gangsta that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z Super,
Gatchaman Crowds Insight again.
And again, they all look fantastic.
God Eater.
I love that. Like, there's the animations God Eater. For all of them look great.
Yeah, all the artwork.
On the topic
Overlord.
Of multiple animes, have you guys heard of J-Stars Plus, the game that came out?
Yes.
Have not.
It is all about, it's Snow a huge fighting hair. Game, and it's all with all of anime stars. So
like a bunch of Shonen
Jump
stars.
The teacher from Assassination Classroom, Yu Yu
Hakusho, really?
One Piece, Dragon Ball Goku, Z, Bleach, everything, and they're all in one fighting game.
They all fight against each other.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Right now it's only on PS3, but I think it's coming out on PS4.
I feel like it's on PS4.
Oh, so
you might.
I think right now it's only on PS3.
It's only PS3. Yeah, that sounds about right.
That'd be pretty sweet. I actually I'm super bummed that those games don't, because I'm not a huge fan of fighting games playing Mortal Kombat. I like it, but I can only play it for five or ten minutes
I'm the same way.
Before I get games. I get tired of them. I'm just like, all right, I need to go play Final Fantasy or Kingdom Hearts.
Some open world game. I'm the exact same way. I respect them.
Yeah.
But
there's a ton of killer ones like that, you just mentioned, it's anime related. It's all these characters, mm-hmm. I'd be more into just because that's what I do in my spare time other than fucking play guitar and do other stuff.
It'd be interesting to see all their different moves from completely different. I heard that was their hardest part of making the game. I remember reading some sort of article where they said the hardest part was making them all work together. Characters that were completely
watching
different.
Watching Goku punch Assassination Classroom's teacher. And him reacting to it properly.
We need a crossover because I don't think fucking Koro Sensei would fucking get hit.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of what I was thinking.
He does Mach 3.
Yeah, he's like a demon that can move extremely fast.
He's not even like a demon. They don't know what he is. He just looks like a fucking octopus, kind of like this squid octopus thingy.
No, you should watch that. That I've seen the first 3 episodes.
It's pretty cool. But he's super powerful. The premise behind that whole show is he's this creature that basically puts a hole in the moon, gets rid of a portion of the fucking moon. And then he's like, I'm going to do the same thing to Earth, at the end of, this amount of time. So he ends up he makes requirements for the military and stuff like that. And he's like, you can, try and assassinate me, but it has to be these kids in this school that I have to teach at. And blah, blah, blah. And, so it's, a classroom full of kids, and it's the E class, so it's, the bad class. It's this, prestigious school. And, if you get in the E class, it's like super bad. And it's like this school's like all the cool kids are like the kids that are like super nerdy and smart and like getting good grades and shit. And all the kids in the E class end up, that's the assassination classroom. That's where they end up like trying to fight, trying to assassinate Koro.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and it's weird, but it's like, it's funny because he's like a super killer teacher. Like he's like, because he moves at like Mach 3. So he's like teaching every kid like, you know, different things all at the same time because he's moving around so fast, teaching all of them. And he's like super killer teacher, like helps him out a ton. And the whole time like, they're like trying to assassinate him, but they like him because he's an awesome teacher and stuff like that. So it's weird,
and
but
they
it's pretty cool.
Say that like the live action movie is one of the better live action movies to come out from anime.
That's
recently.
Where I've heard about this. Then I remember you mentioning the live action. Yeah. I didn't remember the actual story, but the
no
live
face,
action
but a
that
smile.
Completely makes sense.
Yeah,
you remember. I don't know, I heard something about, like, the main character, and you couldn't tell if he was, like, a guy or a girl. You were telling me something like that.
Yeah, I texted you a long time ago about it. Yeah, it was on Facebook, I think.
He texted you.
He did. He texted me. Message. Through Facebook? No, because that'd be through Facebook Messenger. And PM. I don't approve of Facebook Messenger.
Well, it happened somehow.
You son of a bitch. Well, the conversation.
Will help.
Of animes. Why don't we talk about how excited
stop,
we are?
Stop fucking with your mic.
You're right.
Are you trying to Shatner your
I voice? Was trying to. Did you notice?
I noticed that.
I was wondering if we can talk about. No. Dragon Ball Z starting tomorrow. And just how much we love Dragon Ball Z and what it means to all of us. I thought that would be a nice little segment.
Well, I will start.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. All right. Yeah. To our next subject.
All right.
Throwing Corey down the pit.
We have to do it. We all know what's going to happen.
Oscar's lucky he's on this podcast.
I know I am.
Why is he lucky?
Remember that's what we were talking about earlier?
Like
I wasn't going to be on
10 minutes ago.
Yeah, come on, dude. You're supposed to be in this to win it. And
I was half in it.
You're out of it.
Okay, anyway. Dragon Ball Z. What does it mean to you? Why do you love it?
Well... I want to say,
motherfucker. I like wasn't ready for that. Dude, I'm over here listening to Oscar.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Nope.
No,
I wasn't talking to you, Oscar.
You motherfucker! I can't control it.
All right.
You're a wild beast today, Corey.
I'm taking the lead.
All right,
I'm taking
Steven.
The lead.
Go, Steven. I don't even want to go anymore. Your turn.
Sorry.
No, yeah. You're not sorry. You make me who I am. I find my strength because of you.
All right. No, seriously. Dragon Ball Z was, I don't know, it was one of the first major animes I got into and followed. There are other animes I watched here and there. I didn't watch too many. But Dragon Ball Z was the one anime that no matter what, during the school week, my parents knew I had to be home by fucking 6:30. I don't care. I don't care if we were going out to eat. I didn't care if we were going somewhere else. If I wasn't home by 6:30, there was going to be fucking problems. Because I was going to fucking miss Cell trying to level up that one more time until he got to his perfect form. I didn't even know what perfect form was back then because I was watching all the new episodes. All I knew is he was fucking eating androids.
Which
something
is a great saga.
Something was going to fucking happen. I didn't know what.
I honestly think that's my favorite saga. The Cell saga. I mean, I really like Frieza saga, but I really like Cell saga.
I mean, still, it goes with so much more. You have the future, you have the past and everything, the time travel part of it. You have they tried to trick you by thinking these were the actual androids you were looking for, but they actually weren't. And
these are not the droids you're looking for.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
I don't know. They still did a lot of that, but I don't know. For me personally, I'd have to say I'd like the Buu saga more just because I loved Goten. Trunks as a kid, the whole fusion part.
Yes.
I loved even Vegeta finally, you know, going bad, going Majin Vegeta and everything. I would personally say that was my favorite. What about you, Corey?
I love Majin Vegeta.
And don't you dare say Dragon Ball. I'm going to be pissed.
Dragon Ball GT. Let's just piss everybody off.
Oh, everybody.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Everybody's upset.
Well,
it's hard.
It is hard because I love so many things between all of them, you know, because it's like, you know, the Frieza saga, like, you get to see fucking, like, Goku, like, transform into a fucking Super Saiyan, and that's, like, a massive fucking deal for, like, you know, for Frieza and for fucking Vegeta and everybody to witness, and that whole fight scene, like, the planet's, like, fucking blowing up, and, you know, they're fighting while all this is going on, and, like...
He's trying to do the major fucking...
Yeah, you know, the fucking spirit bomb and everything like that, so, like, that... You know, that saga is, like, I think they're all, like, really awesome in their own right, mm-hmm. because it's, like, there's so much character development. It's, like, you get to the Cell saga, and it's, like, Cell's developing, you know, he's, you know, growing. The androids are, you know, kind of learning about new shit, you know, there's shit that they don't know about, you know.
What they don't like in the whole thing.
You know, and then there's like Gohan. Gohan goes into the fucking hyperbolic time chamber, like little fucking Gohan, and then comes out, and they're walking around as Super Saiyans, and you know, Gohan goes fucking Super Saiyan too. You know, and Goku's, and
that's,
like,
that's his saga. That's the best part about it. Is that's what I like about it. Yeah, and that it's his saga.
He's already almost changing my mind, because that is one of my best parts. With
It's
favorite parts with
perfect
Gohan.
Climax, because it takes away from Goku.
Oh yeah, well, Goku straight up is just like, well, he's stronger than me at this point.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, Gohan's a bitch now because he's fucking Great Saiyan.
They go they kind of take that away from him. They go back to Goku being the best, and even the fusion of Goten and Trunks even being cooler than anything that Gohan Gohan can do
Yeah, well, and, you know, and then same thing, like, once you go to, like, the Buu saga, it's, like, then you see, like, Vegeta, like, doing whatever he needs to do to get power, you know, you see him fucking going to Super Saiyan 2, and he becomes Majin Vegeta, you know, and then, you know, it's just, they're, like I said, in their own right, they're all fucking amazing, except for GT, because GT sucked.
I watched the first half, I tried so hard.
GT sucked.
But it really, it was one of those things that I couldn't finish.
I think we all figured out that, just Super Saiyan 4 isn't a thing. It's like Jurassic Park 2 and 3, they're just not real.
Well, you never know.
So you're trying to say they're not canon anymore?
I can. It seems like it. Like you said, even in Battle of the Gods, he goes Super Saiyan 3 and then straight to God mode.
You're right. They could technically just make it not canon anymore.
Switch. I love that we have fireworks in the background.
That's because America. All the fireworks are going off right now.
Oh, I know. That's what's so cool, though. It's like... It's like, this is so American of us right now. I love it. The shit's blowing up in the back.
We're so American talking about Japanese anime.
Yeah, totally.
Well, that's our next subject.
Yeah.
More American stuff.
Yeah, more American stuff. Like, can you guys think of the most American movie that you've watched? Go for it. What's some American-ass shit? Maybe you got a shotgun wedding.
All right,
maybe
I'll name it, and I don't like it, though. I don't like it.
Oh, you will.
I will answer it, but I personally don't like
shit.
American Sniper.
American Sniper. You don't like it?
I do not like it. Why? I do not approve of us idolizing somebody that has over 200 kills in the army. And even his character, I don't like too much, but I understand, like, the whole point of it. You know, he is extremely patriotic. He did so much for his country.
Let's not get too deep into that movie.
Not too much deep, but that's one of the most patriotic ones I've seen. And before that, I mean, we got, like, what, American Pie?
I like how you're just picking movies with American in the name.
I'm going to say that real quick.
At least
quick.
I'm not saying American. Never mind.
I love American Sniper, and he's a goddamn hero. That's all I'm going to say.
I mean, no, I was kidding.
I've never watched it, so
see,
I'm
it's perfect.
I'm just, Switzerland.
That's perfect. Yeah, you're Switzerland.
You are. You're just like, I really don't care. And I'm like, I don't know. I think he's a little
really
too patriotic.
I really wish that you were like Switzerland girl. That'd be the best. If you were a Switzerland girl, that you knew how to do all this and let us use your mics stuff.
If I was Switzerland.
Wouldn't that be way better, Steve?
If I was Switzerland girl, then you'd probably have a better chance of getting deep inside me.
Oh,
much better chance.
Man. I wouldn't say much better, but you have a better chance.
Much
what are you
better?
Saying about
single much?
About some
single
about
much? Not even a single much, just better.
We'd have partial
about
better.
Sweden's?
Nothing. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I gotcha. You're like, whoa, he threw that around on me.
I seriously have no way to discriminate against Sweden. I'm completely honest with you. I don't even know how. I would. I don't know how either. I would rhyme it with Swedish cheese. I don't know.
He loves the Swedes. He loves the Swedes.
You guys are his besties.
His favorite candy is Swedish fish.
For real?
That's true, actually. That's the one thing I have. You know, I love fucking Sweden. Give me those fucking multicolored.
Should I get you the phone number for Sweden?
It's probably not even made by like.
It probably isn't. You know,
probably only a couple phone numbers, I'd assume. Not that many phone numbers.
I'd rather.
Anyway,
just one area code.
Pick your fucking movie, man.
No, you pick your movie.
No, you pick your fucking movie. You know what? I'm allowing you to talk right now.
I have two movies. I have two movies. I'll give you one. I better give you one.
No.
I'll give you a good one.
No. He's going to think about it.
Okay.
You go first.
I'm going to take the good one.
Think about America.
I already know what movie I'm going to pick.
Well, then why the...
Okay. I'm going to say... I'm going to say Joe Dirt. Joe Dirt's so fucking American.
That's pretty American.
That is pretty
American. Yeah, I mean, you got...
It's relevant, too. They're making a sequel.
The 80s cars. I mean, you got the dog with the balls that get stuck on the porch and they get him off with the spatula. That's so American. It's crazy. I mean, and then on top of that, they have the Husker Do's and Husker Don'ts. Remember the fireworks stand? Yeah. And he eats off the poop comet.
Yeah.
So American, it's ridiculous.
You're my sister. That,
yeah. They make an incest joke.
This is Southern American.
And the whole movie is through a talk radio show, so we could all respect that. Yeah.
Americans can, yeah. Americans really can.
Because they always.
Well, I mean, we listen to podcasts.
Entertainment, because
so
we're American.
You're right. Now, if it was through a podcast, that'd be a completely different
world.
Wouldn't
you want David
world.
Spade on the show?
I would. For other movies, not for Joe Dirt.
I don't know how we would deal with David Spade.
We probably wouldn't be able to pay him.
Well, no, of course
not. I assume David Spade wouldn't take too much money.
I was about to say, I don't think it'd be that hard.
This is hypothetically,
we
though.
Pay him in gift cards?
If we had him here.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'd deal with him.
Like, I don't know if I like you or not. Are you an alcoholic in real life? But no, so anyway, what's your most American movie?
I was going to say anything with Larry the Cable Guy in it.
That is super amazing.
That's pretty...
Like Health Inspector?
Yeah.
You remember Health Inspector?
That's a good call. That was good.
And then,
what was the one where he went on war and everything, and he went into war and
Delta
some...
Farce.
That's it,
yeah,
Delta Farce.
Delta Farce was pretty good.
And then I was going to say Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods, I like that.
Super American because it's super fucking
just
cheesy.
Just
like
yeah.
It's how and why horror movies are made. That's pretty much what it is.
And it's like, you know, it's like the stereotypical, like, it's like college kids, you know, going to go camp. And then all this other crazy
and then, like,
stupid shit that would never, ever happen happens. And that's American.
Speaking of which, Until Dawn is coming out on the PS4 here soon.
What's that?
It's got, what's the girl's name from Heroes?
We don't care. No, I'm just kidding. From Heroes, from the show Heroes?
The show Heroes.
The singer?
The cheerleader.
She's a country singer, too.
Hayden Panettiere. All right, she's a main character in it, and it's a slasher video game, or a slasher movie video game, where it's all about a group of five or six people, I don't remember how many, go up to the woods, go to this cabin... And they're all hanging out, but it's a video game based on that, where everyone can live or everyone can die.
Really?
Yeah. And it's a horror game coming out, I think, August or September or
something. How many endings are there to this game?
Everyone could live. If you do everything correctly, everyone lives. And it's all about this, like, a fucking, I don't know who exactly, but someone coming in. And he's a slasher villain, just like any of them, killing all of you.
So is this...
And everyone can survive, or everybody can die.
In the woods.
Oh my god!
I would
that
say
man was me.
Without the
no horror, you stole my shit.
That was good. Without the horror, though. I mean, without the comedy.
Yeah.
Where it is actually like I've seen some clips and it's actually really scary. And I think it'd be great having one person playing through it all and everyone being like, "No, run to your left! Run to your left! He's right there!"
And
then they
die. Is it going to be a choice-based game, or?
Yeah. It is choice-based and kind of time-based. So you're hiding behind a wall, and you see this enemy walking by, and he's got this big-ass cleaver mask on and everything. And you're Hayden Panettiere as one of the characters, and you have to choose.
So it's just her? Like, it's just her?
It's not just her, but she is in it, yes. It's just her character.
So, like, her face.
But But yes, okay. Her face. But there's also four or five other people playing.
What's
as.
That game?
I know what you're thinking with
the girl from Juno.
Yeah, which one was that?
That was Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
is it essentially like that? Like that's what she's gonna be in the game.
Very similar, but again. People and it's not she's not the main characters. There's also other guys like the guy in Mr. Robot. Have you heard of that new show?
Heard about that actually. I've you heard really of the, great things
have you
heard it.
You know the main character though. Yeah, right. He's also in it.
Oh, okay.
And so are some other characters. So it's good actors, but they're in this video game space where yes, it is just like that or Remember Me, where you choose different actions and you choose different things and you can ultimately have everybody live if you're smart enough to do all the right things, or you can have the ending where everybody dies because you completely fucked up and every single one of your characters died.
I
think it'll be a good play cast for all of us.
And you know why that's American? Because it's our fucking choice.
It is. Well, it's our
choice.
Just
like fucking America.
It's also just an American slasher movie. Come on, a bunch of five teenagers go all the way up to the cabins and they're hanging out and then they get killed by people in masks. That's as American as you can get.
That is as American as you can get. I enjoy that.
Isn't that what I just said?
Yeah. That's why I brought it up. I know. I was being an asshole. Yeah, what the fuck, guys?
Since you're over here fucking touching my dick with a selfie stick.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I said it.
It happened.
Now it happened.
It's because it's the birth of America.
How dare you?
So, I also want to bring up Team America World Police.
I was going to say that too, but then Steven was just like, American this, American that. And I was just like, I'm not going to bring up Team America.
Repeat, we've lost all intelligence. Repeat, we have no intelligence. That movie is awesome. It was so... What was funny is that movie like immediately got backlash when The Interview got backlash.
I was about to say The Interview.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. That's a super American movie. I didn't think about that. That's super American.
That is. Wait, which one are we talking about first? American...
Just a little bit of, you know, wherever we go. You know, we're all around the table.
Well, I mean, what Keep was up, the first man. One you guys were talking about?
Team America World Police.
Okay, I haven't seen it. That's what
What? You haven't seen it? You haven't seen that glorious puppet sex?
Nah.
Oh, it's hardcore puppet sex. It ain't no bitch puppet sex.
Ah, that explains it.
Why you haven't seen it?
Because there's puppet sex?
We'll go with that.
You just turn around. You just read the box. You're like, all right. From the creators of South Park.
Glorious
brings
puppet
you
sex.
Team America. Would you like to see puppets lick each other's assholes? This is the movie for you.
Here you
like,
go.
No, my family's in town. But yeah, so anyway, also, I think this is our last. Well, it isn't going to be our last. We'll probably do one more on Podomatic, but we are going to go to Podbean next week. We'll be posting on both.
Switch over.
Yes, so resubscribe. Resubscribe.
Senpai notice.
What is that?
Please.
What is that?
Really?
Yeah.
Senpai notice.
I don't know what that is.
Senpai notice me. Please.
I'm so... Steven, do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, he's obviously talking about sending you... You're gonna fuck it.
Nope. Send him a pie?
Nope. No, it's a... It's a sincere pie. It's not just a pie.
It's the most sincere pie you've ever seen.
It's the sem pie.
Oh, sem.
Sen pie.
Okay, so it's just a segment of a pie. You see?
Does it involve bukkake?
All right. You took it too far.
I just thought that it was like sem pie, you know, like sem pie.
Zing.
It's semen pie, just for you guys.
Oh, it is? Yep. I was right. I called it. Hashtag, I know what's up.
We don't always take the podcast too far, but when we do,
no,
we talk about
semen. You know
semen.
What takes the podcast too far?
Oh, when Game speaking of semen. Speaking of semen.
Yes, I knew we would spark it.
All right, as long as we can spark something.
Speaking of semen.
I got some weed.
My friend Kelly was, she like posted something on Facebook, and it was just like, this guy that was just like wrote a book or something. It was just like how to make mixed drinks with your semen. And apparently,
a thing.
Yeah. So apparently there's like a video and he's like, it's like some semen in a cup. And he's like, putting sugar in it and like whipping it and like tasting it and like making this drink, and he's just like, yep, that's perfect.
Oh my good lord.
So like you add a little bit of like coconut and stuff to, for added flavor, or?
Dude, I don't know. I didn't watch it. I didn't look at it. She just told me about it.
Man.
I don't want to watch some man drink his own semen.
So you're going to tell everyone else about it, but you refuse to watch.
Fucking, you know, look up Blue Waffle.
Half of our listeners
Blue
are going
Waffle, motherfucker.
Half of our listeners are going to look up Blue Waffle and drinking your semen.
Considering the age group that probably listens to us, they should have already looked up Blue Waffle.
Definitely. And on top of that, I was listening to a Kevin Smith podcast about a week ago, and it was about quicksand porn. Yeah. It's people that videotape women going into quicksand as they like talk to you slowly, and sometimes they will go all the way in the quicksand and then get professionally pulled out.
I professionally pull people out of quicksand.
For quicksand porn. It's called sandfantasies.com. Actually, I don't know if that's really it, but it's something like that. I mean, no, it's all real.
It sounds like you've got a good idea for your own group here. Fucking.
Should I start a Facebook group?
You probably already do. I'm going to look for it.
QS masturbation? Quicksand masturbation?
All right, wait, who's masturbating? There's one person falling into it.
Well, you're masturbating watching it. That's the point.
Just call it
just
QSM.
Watching someone about to die.
QSM, it's like a new thing. It's like I'm going to start hashtagging QSM with everything. So they're like, what is that? And then they figure it out, and then they Google it on themselves, and they're like, what is wrong with America?
Do you get like email addresses of all these new types of fucking
new porn type alert. Please alert me when there's new, weird, disturbing porn out in the world. Thanks.
Ping, I believe you got mail. Quicksand porn.
That is probably a subscription. And if it's not, it probably needs to be, because it would probably make money.
It's not like I just made it up or anything.
I totally believe it. Steven's part of it.
Steven made the group.
I was about to say, I'm the lead. No, I'm not a leader, but I'm a good admin.
Charge everybody $1 a month just for, boom.
That's fucking small time.
That's small time enough.
If you get a bunch of creeps, you make some money.
That is pretty great. Also, guys, I wanted to ask you, what the
4th of July, the day Will Smith saved us from aliens.
See, what is the most American thing you guys can do off the top of your heads? If you just had to put a bunch of different things together that you're doing, what are you doing to be American?
Barbecuing.
Okay, barbecuing, what
drinking.
Else? Barbecuing, drinking.
Barbecuing.
Celebrating the 4th of July, period.
Shotgunning beers.
Shotgunning
beers. Jello shots.
Shooting shotguns.
Shooting things, yeah.
Yeah, shooting anything with any type of gun.
For any first world problem jokes, those definitely help.
Yes. Like, there's no more beer.
I like how we just keep going back to beer.
It's oh man, they don't have my favorite beer, and I'm going to have to go with fucking Miller Lite. Fuck me.
They don't have Bud Light. I guess I'm just going to get some Sapporo.
Yeah, no, that's the first world problem.
What else
is some
super American things? Eating chips with any type of dish. If you have chips with it, I mean, that's super American. I feel like chips shouldn't really be with anything. When someone offers me chips to put on with my meal, I'm like, oh, you couldn't make something, so you decided to buy chips. Okay, I understand.
It's like Subway gets...
Yeah, I hate that. I don't want chips.
I had 3 hot dogs at work today because they're like, if you have to work on the 4th of July, we're just going to give you hot dogs all day.
So you just ate a bunch of
free
hot dogs?
Free. I ate 3 hot dogs.
I would have had 6 if they were free.
I thought about 6, but I decided against it.
I'm actually surprised Steven only had 3.
Especially since he said he could eat 3 whole pizzas.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It was hard.
You should have ate 12.
In 3 minutes.
All right, hold on. Speaking
double downing with water like those Japan people.
Speaking of hot dogs, though, that was good, though. That was really good.
Which is something that's American.
Do you guys use relish in your hot dogs?
I do, a little bit.
It depends if I'm in the mood.
Mustard.
Can you put it in my ass? I'm not in the mood.
Do you use a lot? Do you use a lot of mustard or just a line of mustard?
I don't put mustard.
I put a small.
I sniff lines of mustard.
Well, we all do.
Oh, I thought that was just me.
It's got to be Dijon, though. I mean,
that's one of those secret things that everybody thinks that they just do themselves, but really everybody does it.
I think you're lying.
No.
Sniffing mustard?
I have a little packet of mustard in my pocket. I need a fix, bro.
Yeah, I was about to say, can you hook it up?
Well, I go fucking hardcore and I sniff Japanese mustard.
Oh, that's fucked up. Yeah, sure I wouldn't do that.
You guys had Japanese mustard.
I've never had it, but I'm assuming it has that spicy stuff in it.
Oh, it burns.
Oh, yeah. If you snorted it, you would just, I don't know what
you'd puke. Happened. You would fucking you puke. You would
throw up. You remember that time when you had chew on 4th of July and you threw up? It was the day before 4th of July.
Yeah. Well,
was it the day before 4th of July?
Yeah. I don't remember.
I just remember, a day where people were chugging a whole bunch of drinks down his throat, and then someone like grabbed
Randy.
Randy
ran up. He gave me a dip, and he ran up and fucking squeezed all the fucking juice out of it before I could like fucking, you know, like do it myself and spit. Uh-huh. And I swallowed some of it, and I got super fucking sick.
I remember that, man.
Yeah, you were throwing up in the toilet. Yeah.
Yep.
That was a good night. Let's go do that again. Let's get Corey trashed in the toilet.
I mean, that's okay, as long as we don't include dip in it.
Yeah. Oh, someone's getting dipped. Someone's dipping and getting dipped.
What kind of dip you talking about?
Yeah, the dipping dip. Dip sticks.
He's talking about
one ball
candy.
Or two.
No, do you guys remember getting those little, like, graham cracker sticks with the chocolate dip? And they were, like, little, like, packets, little plastic.
They have, like, the Nutella and ones.
Yeah,
and
they, pretty much Nutella, and they're,
so,
like,
wait, you're talking about, like, the Kraft ones?
Yeah, see,
kind of like the cheese? Yeah, where you got. Yeah. Oh, those were good.
Man, weren't those dankalicious?
Those were
I think doing
that. Sell those?
I love just smoking pot and eating food on my porch. That's Colorado. That ain't American. That's Colorado. Get super lit. And just do whatever the fuck I want. America. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No,
Steven,
I know what you're saying.
Steven, you're lit as fuck. Don't lie. Don't act
I'm
like
a
you.
Little.
You're
even,
square.
Even in, like, the backyard now. Like, I used to be afraid. Like, I gotta hide these from people and shit.
Fuck
now
no.
I'm just like,
you don't
hide
anywhere.
You never do.
You never ask for a dab. You say, hey, you got a dab? Man, do you think other people in other states even know what dabbing is?
What state just legalized? Oregon?
Oregon, you're our friend now.
They just legalized marijuana. It's probably not Oregon, but there's another state.
They didn't just do it. They did the same time we did.
No, that was Washington.
Oh.
But one more other state. I don't know which one. Don't quote me. But one more state just legalized it, like, recently.
You didn't even give us a state, so why would we quote you?
Well, I mean, he quote a miss. You know what?
Move on.
I gotcha.
Move on.
I gotcha.
All right. Next little thing I wanted to ask you real quick.
Nope.
Was Destiny.
I finally got to play your first two raids.
Two raids in the same week. I loved it. It was great. I can't wait for Oryx to try to come kick my ass.
That's what he's going for.
Killed his son. Because his son was a bitch ass.
He did.
He was a bitch ass fool.
You got to see it now. First of all, his son looked fucking awesome.
His son looked super awesome.
And you shot him with a fucking rocket.
Crota is a way easier raid than Vault of Glass.
Much
10 to
easier.
1.
Yep.
We need to play Trials of Osiris. I don't know why we're not. And also, what else? I'm level 32. I wish I was 33. I got to get all, like, you know, that's the one thing that I want to get from Iron Banner is he sells Etheric Light.
Wait, Iron Banner sells Etheric Light?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Well, that gives me an actual reason.
Yeah, I'm already like 2.5.
What level do you have to be to
eat your broccoli? Eat it, bitch. Eat your broccoli. That was amazing. I just seen a video of like Godzilla fighting a something with a branch, and it was just like, eat your broccoli.
Shoving it down his throat. Well, I'm just glad that you finally got to play it, because that was my favorite part of Destiny. I've been playing it for so long, but I honestly stopped playing it for a while. And then I got back into it right around that time. Yeah, right around the time I started playing raids, and the raids got me back into the game. So I just wanted to just ask, like, what your experience was, what it was like, and if you're willing to go back and do more of these raids and to keep playing Destiny.
Well, after the first time, yeah, nice. That was good. Stark Spangled Banner. That was good. But I really will. I think just learning it the first time is really the hump of it all.
It is the
hump. It's going to be interesting playing the Taken King, us not knowing what to do. I think it's going to be damn near impossible. Probably.
I still have not played a raid where I went into it without someone else playing it first.
Yeah,
because see, yeah, even when I played Crota, people have already known, and I was expecting that to happen with House of Cards. I mean, House of
House
Wolves.
House of Cards.
That's pretty American. That's pretty American.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey is a fucking super American.
But with House of Wolves, I didn't. You know, I was hoping that they were gonna drop a new one, and they didn't. They didn't drop a new raid, so I had to wait. But that's why I'm glad we finally have a crew now. So once it comes out, we can all play it that first day, first time, without knowing what's going on.
You know what I wish that they had in Destiny? I wish they had, we could do, our, in Halo, you know how you had, your clan tags?
There are clans in Destiny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not.
The fuck aren't we in a clan?
I'm not in one. We have to create it.
Are you a beater? Are you a beater, Steven?
We can
create it. You're a beater. Oh, you don't play with other people. Oh, Mr. Beater.
Okay. The four of us are starting a clan soon.
Yeah, let's fucking be a clan.
What's it going to be called?
Donkey Schlongs.
Let's not call it Donkey Schlongs.
You got killed by Donkey Schlongs.
What about stabbing Trikeas?
All right, we'll think about this. But we'll do it. It's happening. Because I know for a fact Nick and Tyler don't have their old... They're our Destiny friends, by the way.
No molest, bang a MILF? How about that?
Yeah. We'll go with that.
Thought that was pretty good. I mean, that's a good rule to live by.
It's happening.
No mo, only MILF. See? It's shortened almost. It's just your thoughts blowing up in the background. You're like, God, I don't want to start a clan with him. I'm a beater.
It's time for me to leave this podcast, guys.
Actually, it's time for all of us to leave this podcast.
It is actually time for all of us.
Yes, it is.
It's around that time.
Yeah. I feel like getting drunk. That's why I didn't do the cosplay spotlight. It's going to be wait till next week.
It is 4th of July.
Because I'm too independent.
All right, let's go drink.
To depend on other people.
That's what happens. Thank you. Everybody, for listening to this episode. Next week,
we are not alcoholics. We swear.
We are not. It's 4th of July.
We just drink during every podcast.
If you're Americans, you guys understand.
In the
if
podcast
anything,
short because we want to drink.
You guys should understand how hard we try for you guys recording this on 4th of July while we're hearing fireworks
outside.
Yeah,
we don't even get
building.
To watch them.
We don't.
We don't even get to watch them because we love all of you.
All of you.
We like to watch you while you sleep. It's so pretty.
Except Jimmy. Jimmy's kind of weird when he sleeps.
You just need to start loving us more, though.
Please.
Love us.
Just love us.
Actually, guys, we are over 1,100 plays and downloads. And
thank
that's
you.
All because of everybody.
That's awesome.
Because y'all are super duper awesome. If we could make a Lego movie, it would just be from our fans. And it would just be everybody's awesome. And then we'd realize there's probably only 25 people and be like, whoa, the stats must be doctored because we just pay for their service. And we're like, man, what a heartbreak. Everything that we've done is fake.
But everything is awesome.
No, just give real possibility.
You took that a little too far. I even me saying everything is awesome just didn't, save
it. He was sad. That was a sad
everything. Everything is really depressing. Oh.
That's the goth version.
Everything needs Prozac.
Wow. All right, everyone, thank you for listening.
All right, go eat bacon, watermelon, light stuff on fire, don't pay child support, and listen to music that looks like you wouldn't listen to.
And if you're in another country, it's shit. I'm just joking.
Oh, that was fucked up.
That's fucked up.
We have listeners in Istanbul.
Really?
Yeah, what about the Istanbulians?
Is that how you say that?
I don't think so. Right. They'll probably fuck this guy. He can't even say his Timberland right.
Before we make more of an ass of ourselves.
Before you make more of an ass of yourself.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to the most talented, beautiful, nicest.
Shut up, Oscar.
Oh, come on.
No.
He saw I was going to do it again.
What are you doing with your shoe?
I'm putting it back on.
Why'd you take it off?
Because America.
Americans take off their shoes, right?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I mean, every
take
fucking
them on,
country
take them
takes
off,
off their
put
shoes.
Them in, put them out.
All right, bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Love you.
Next week.
America.
Maybe.
Penis. Oh